Welcome to Self-Discovery Media Network, formerly known as Self-Discovery Radio. Each week we bring you illuminating shows from those making a difference in the lives of others. They've taken their own journey. They're here to share their skills, their wisdom to help you on yours. You can see more about us at selfdiscoverymedia.com and please listen to our wonderful collection of shows. Our next show is... Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our show, Building Your Business. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. Building a business. We have more solopreneurs or small business people in the world than ever before in time. And everybody wants to get their word out there. And there's this media platform and that platform and this platform, and all of them are going to cost you some dollars. Yes, we can guarantee you this. Yes, we can guarantee you that. All you have to do is that. And it can get rather daunting. Well, I've come across something that's different. It's more simple and it's purely based on you promoting your business and letting people come in and see what you've got. Then they can investigate by going through your site and whatever else you have. It's no social media, no needing to like. It's just like you get in there, I like what they've got, let's reach out and talk to them, and hell, there you go. Business has started. And this is called WorkApp. And it started by Shane Wallace out of Australia. Originally started to help people in the trades work. You need a business, you know, a workman for the day, or I'm looking for this, or I'm looking for that. And it has evolved out of need because people need what he has got in order to be a platform where we can promote our business. I am, of course, on WorkApp. I like the simplicity of it. I like the platform of it. He's also expanding due to all of this wonderful demand, and many things are going to happen on here. But we're going to dive right in and why this platform is different, how it can serve you and simplify a way of people getting to know you without being lost in the shuffle. Welcome, Shane.
Hi, Sarah, and hi, everyone listening and watching.
And there you are in Australia with the lovely sun behind, and it's morning for you, and you've got your smoothie ready for the day. Here we go.
I've got my smoothie. It's a gorgeous morning here, and as you can see, I've got a lovely backdrop behind me.
Yeah, I'm envious. I've got rain, but I will just soak in those wonderful trees behind you. Now, this started, because we had already our conversation when I signed up, this is that, you know, started with your brother kind of needing work people on a job, you know, right now. And I just wish I knew I could just do an app or contact someone and get some work people in at the moment. And that's the process that initially ignited this business.
That's correct. Yes, absolutely. He actually rang me one day and said, let's build an app that finds the closest active workers to the job sites. And so that's how WorkApp started, was from a need. He actually had a labourer pull out on him on a one day with a concrete truck turn up, and he either turned the concrete truck around and pay for the load anyway, or find someone in that moment. So he actually jumped in his vehicle and drove up the street yelling out, need a worker, need a worker, need a worker. And believe it or not, he found someone and he brought him back to site and he put him to work. And he rang me at the end of the day and he said, let's build an app that finds the closest active workers to the job sites because us tradies need it. Yeah. And that was how WorkApp was started.
And in the people in the trades business, I mean, I can imagine it's a godsend. But and I'm from the restaurateur background, and I also can imagine it would be absolutely fantastic in that kind of business because people phone in 5 minutes before they're meant to go on. I'm sick. It'd be good to actually have something where you can reach out. You know, I need a server for today. You know, and somebody who wants to pick up an extra shift can go in. So for needing people instantly in any form of trades, it's absolutely wonderful. But you decided to branch out because there was a more of a demand too on, I need a place to, a platform in order to put my business where I'm seeing that doesn't get lost in all the other stuff, the conversation, just nice, clean, a yellow pages in many ways, right?
Well, yeah, that's sort of the old school model of what we did in the digital space. We kind of took, you know, what they did back in the early days, Yellow Pages, and digitized the ability to have what you need when you need it, that's on the platform sort of thing. But the difference is, I guess, you know, Yellow Pages was charging everyone to come and list, and I think it did end up quite expensive eventually as well. But we wanted to be able to give a platform that helped the little guy so that they didn't have to pay exorbitant fees for costly search engine optimization to rank at the top of the search. Once we tested the ability on other platforms to find the closest active person you needed right now, it just wasn't there. You just couldn't go and, you know, open up an app or a platform and all of a sudden get someone that was one street away or two streets away from you. You had to go through the normal procedure of wading through who paid the most to be at the top.
Yeah.
And so that's what we wanted to rectify. We wanted to build a platform where people couldn't pay to rank at the top of search. And in fact, it was the closest active result that's inside the WorkApp platform. So it geolocates the searcher and provides you with the closest active result inside WorkApp instead of who pays.
Which is wonderful. Folks, translation, it's free.
Correct.
And absolutely everything you go to, there may be great platforms, there's thousands and hundreds of thousands of people on them. As you say, getting up to the top there, the amount of work that you have to do in interaction to get noticed, to get likes, to get your story out there. And you get lost in the shuffle. You get lost in the conversation. Now, those have their place because I do believe in interaction. But when you're trying to draw people to you to have an interaction, this is difficult because you just don't have that clean platform where people can go, oh, what's this? Want to know more? Click. Instead of got to go through everything to try and find out more information about you. Now, this is free to the people to join, but you've actually got a beautiful other kind of cost effect on it with the particular banners that people, advertising banners.
That's correct. Yeah, we called it WorkApp Billboards, and it's actually quite funny because it was from, you know, WorkApp has been 6 years in the making now. So we actually started developing WorkApp in early 2013. And I spent 2 years trying to develop it and failed miserably three times in a row. So I call them
successful failures. Not failure, it's just called redirect.
Yeah, successful failures is what they were.
Yes.
And actually, the second failure was a pretty good one because we did a competition in India on Facebook for some iPad giveaways. And too many people joined. We just couldn't handle the traffic in that one hit. Mm-hmm. And so it just kept crashing the platform. And, you know, I got really excited at that failure because I thought, wow, you know, I really do think this is going to work.
Yeah.
You know, if we can build the technology to handle the ability to have lots and lots of people clicking a button all in that 1 minute. So it wasn't till early 2015 that I teamed up with my now IT partners. They're called Milestones Technology Group. And they're our tech partners, and they took on the project with us and came and developed WorkApp. And we've been together just over 4 years now developing the platform. And it's been a wonderful journey. It's certainly much, much, much harder than I could have ever given it credit for, Sarah.
Yes.
10 times harder, if anything. It's just been unbelievable. But very rewarding now that we're here and we're operational. And we're now going through the nitty-gritty of getting it perfect, as you and I spoke about earlier.
Yep.
You know, it's a constant development task to refine the product. However, now we really are down on the downhill slide now, and we're in the market and we're growing, and we can get and refine those little tiny things to make the user experience, you know, seamless is what we're aiming to do.
We've got people with some brilliant ideas. Oh, why don't we just do this and why don't we do that? And they do not realize how much goes in behind the scenes. You know, in any business that looks easy or looks like it's got a lot of information, you've got to understand every single thing in some form or other has had to be a code. It's had to be, you know, a detail or a program or a graphic or something. It takes time to build a business. It takes time. You have to go what I call the redirects, you know, the good failures. Oh, that didn't work. But that part of it did. I'll take that ingredient and put it somewhere else and let's see. And if you're not willing to kind of constantly, basically, you know, do the sidestep a little to the left and a little to the right, you're not going to get to where, you know, what the dance is, right? No dance is learned overnight. But it's that willingness to kind of keep exploring and then finding the right partners and what do people really want. And it's only again when you put it out there that you see, gosh, there's a need for this and how do we present it. People take the internet for granted because it looks so easy. Quick app, quick this, quick that, and they don't realize how much work goes in behind the scenes. So when you say, I've, you know, taken so many years in building it, you know, some, well, why that long? Well, you come and work with all these small little tiny details.
Yeah, well, it's true. Well, we're coming up to version 3, which is going to go live with WorkApp next month.
Excellent.
And version 3 for us really represents the completion of the initial product being able to grow in the market. Version one was really us getting a handle on being able to just get lots of people to click a button and, mm-hmm. and arranging the concepts around combining all of the industries into one. And so that was a lot of R&D for us. There was years of research and development and trial and error and, you know, testing work at across the waters from everywhere from Canada to Romania to here was a very, very, very tall task to get through. Because, you know, when you're developing Android apps, that's everything from Huawei's to Galaxy's to Sony's to, like, the list just goes on and on and on when it comes to Androids. And unfortunately, when it works on one, it doesn't work on all.
Yes. Yes.
So you got to go through and find, mm-hmm. you got to find all the little anomalies whereas iOS was much easier to be able to make it work on the whole platform. So, but we endured through that process and we've got it working well now on Android and iOS. That did take years for us to be able to say it is working well on both. And then we added the HTML, which is the web version.
Yes.
So we only added the web version last year. We built the app, we built the concept of the app, we got the app refined and working, and then we added the HTML web to support the app. And that was a mission.
Yes.
That was a big, big task for us to be able to get it so that they seamlessly work between each other. And we're still sorting through very tiny little anomalies now, but we're 99.9% there and got it seamlessly working across the ocean, which is really exciting. So now the platform has become a whole global
right.
platform.
And, you know, the thing is that, yes, I know a lot of people, you know, do things on the phone. And if you're just wanting to look something up, it's great. There's no way I could run my business on my phone. I can connect or I could look something up, but I can't follow through on it. I'm a marvel at people that can do everything, but still it has its limitations. And a business is generally run through a computer. And so, you know, especially small businesses where the websites are there and all the information and the programs and the videos, et cetera. And to be able to go into it from the web, from, you know, the work app and look at a business, absolutely great. But in order to build it, you know, I'm glad that you went the computer way because I'm too old to try and work out how to work the phone thing. It's enough that I've got this.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people where you're reaching out to businesses as well, is this is business when you're on the computer. Yes. You know, you can
Correct.
Merge with the phone where it's like, where does the business draw the line and where does pleasure draw the line?
Yes.
And you can just do so much more where you can actually
Absolutely.
Really see the platform a lot more and let things really cruise by and take interest on it. So it's very easy for people to set up because they can put up their company banner, all their information, all their links are under the description. It's very easy for them to add pictures or add an event or add something that's happening right now, a promotion or whatever. And the beauty of it, this is really what's unique, is that every day, two or three times a day if you wish, you can go in and refresh. And that means it puts you right back up to the top link again. And if you're mindful to do that, which again, that's something very easy you can do on the phone, just go in and refresh something. That means you're back up current again. And you're not like all the other medias going further and further and further down the line. And it makes a big difference. So that in itself is just a great advantage because you're constantly being up there current for people to see.
Yeah, well, we wanted to create free advertising for people. And, you know, as you touched on before with the banners, which we call work app billboards,
mm-hmm.
some of the criticism that I did get in the early days was, you know, they'd say, you can't be free. You just can't be free. You know, mm-hmm. it's got to have a way of making money. And I agreed with that. And I knew that it did have to have a way of making money. But I also knew that if you give enough value, there will be a way
mm-hmm.
of being able to generate revenue from advertising without disadvantaging the free users.
Yes.
And that was my mission, was to make sure that I could generate revenue from an advertising model that this didn't disadvantage the little guy, the little plumbers, the little hairdressers and the small businesses from being able to get themselves free advertising. And so that's where Work App Billboards came in, because we started a Work App Billboard in the seventh position instead of the first.
Right.
The first is the free ones. That boost, and if you want free advertising, all you've got to do, as you say, is open it up and refresh to boost the listing, and that boosts you to the front of the showcase each time you do that. But the number seventh position doesn't have to be boosted, and that's a work app billboard. and the number 14th and the number 21st and the number 28th, and they're every seven all the way through the app. They don't have to be boosted. They can be clicked straight off to a website or any landing URL. And they're just a sort of a set and forget model so that you don't have to open the app and you know, refresh it every day to get free advertising. But if you're willing to do the work and open the app and press the button, or open your computer and press the button, which is very fast and it's free, like you say, mm-hmm. then you can have free advertising on WorkApp, and you can be in front of the paid advertising.
Yes. And the paid advertising, of course, is a much bigger billboard, as you say. And so if you really have something that you want to promote, you know, you can purchase that and really put in some bigger detail. And of course, that is always going to be seen by people who are cruising to see what's on there. So you know, if you've got the budget to do so, absolutely. And you know, so many other platforms that allow you to be free so far. And then, oh no, you need premium to go into that. Oh no, this person's interested in you, but you need premium in order to connect with them. So and if you add each one of them up, how much it costs to be in there, it can bankrupt a small place. You know, I know it's meant to be your advertising budget, but for a small, you know, solopreneur or a small business, that can take a hell of a lot of a chunk out of there. And that doesn't always mean there's going to be reward with it.
No, that's right. And many platforms also make you pay to boost as well. Whereas on WorkApp, you can refresh and boost your listing, and there is no cost involved in that. Our generation of revenue is purely based on WorkApp billboards being purchased from anyone that wants to purchase one.
Right.
And it's a simple numbers game from our perspective. The more users we have, the more billboards will get purchased. And
so
I've sort of never really worried about, you know, people would say to me, you know, how are you going to get all the users to make the money? And my answer was, I'm staying focused on how I'm going to have it ready for when they come, not how I'm going to get them. One's an abundant mindset and one's a lack mindset. And I just knew that I was offering the massive amount of value that WorkApp offers. It won't be an issue once we get to a certain level of users.
Right.
So that's all we're focused on, is keeping it free, keeping it fair, and making it value-oriented for a user base.
I mean, I also like the fact that you are, quote, going after the, you know, not the big massive companies. It's the small entrepreneurs, the solopreneurs, the, you know, the little businesses, or even, you know, the handyman, you know, because that is, as I said, isn't in their budget to do all that advertising. And but here, you know, it's, of course, word of mouth is always great, you know, reference to people. They can find them very easily because it's clean and cut. In my business, you know, I interview the people that are the solopreneurs, the small businesses, the coaches, the healers, even the business leaders, and they're all small groups. And, you know, they've poured a lifetime into the work that they do.
Yes.
And they do it from a place of heart and passion. And, you know, I know I did my taxes the other day and I looked up my costs of running my business compared. And, you know? And so having somebody that's giving them a break, and the emphasis is on the fact, we want you to get found so that you have business, is, I think, the really not only a wonderful service to humanity, but it's a platform I would like to see more around the world.
Yeah, well, do you know, like for us, Sarah, it really was rectifying what's happened over the last decade, because the digital tidal wave has literally rolled through like a tidal wave.
Yeah.
And, you know, I witnessed a lot of my friends who are tradesmen kind of be dumped by it. And all of a sudden, they're having to go and find companies to do search engine optimization to help them rank at the top of search. Whereas, you know, 10 years prior, they were going and putting a $100 ad in the newspaper and getting themselves a month's worth of work from that $100 ad. That doesn't happen anymore. No. You can't go and put a $100 ad in the newspaper and get a month's worth of work. You know, you've got to really work toward this digital space to be able to put yourself in front of, you know, the captive audience now, which are not reading newspapers like they used to do. They're all online now. So it's become hard for the little guy, you know?
Yeah. But also, you're talking about people who are actually out there doing their job, their work.
Yes.
And, you know, building a site is already hard enough, or, you know, having any digital platform is difficult, and it's not their forte. And if they go and hire someone to do it, there's that big cost to do that, and have they done it right? So many times I look at a site, somebody I'm going to interview, and I go, that site doesn't represent you in any way. You've hired someone to do it, and they've done it in their image, and they haven't done it in, you know, in the respective of their client. You know, this way, by keeping it so clean and so so neat, and the yes. ability to, and of course, and if a person doesn't want to refresh, I'm taking some time off, I'm not going to refresh, you know, whatever business comes, that's fine, but I don't need yes. to refresh myself right now because I've got a load full. It allows that's right. people to constantly be current. And it's also, if you're looking for people, sometimes you may not even know what you're looking for. You can just go there, cruise along. Gosh, that's interesting. I really want to investigate that. But it's clean. Yes. It's clean yes. and easy to find. And it's not, you know, 10 million people. And there are so many other platforms out there that are building a business on drawing people to it.
Yes.
You know, and
yes,
oh, you've right. got to spend 6 hours a day on capturing people. Well, when do you do your work? When
that's
do you
right.
run your business?
Yeah. Well, we really did look to sort of build it from all angles. Like you just mentioned there, you don't have to boost or refresh the listing.
Yeah.
And all that means is you'll come down the list on the free advertising stage.
Right.
But the beauty is in the search results, it doesn't matter whether you boost or not in the search results. It's based on the closest active result, not who boosted last.
Right.
So even if you haven't boosted for a month, if I go into the search results and I'm looking for a plumber and you're the closest plumber, but you haven't boosted for 30 days, you're right. still at the top of the search in that you know, search criteria. So if you want extra free advertising, then all you got to do is boost, but you right. don't have to. And that's the yes. beauty. I just didn't want to disadvantage people for being too busy and not being able right. to open it up, and oh, now I've missed out because I didn't boost.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll get extra advantages in boosting, but in the search results, you won't be disadvantaged if you didn't.
Yeah.
And so what we
yeah.
Yeah. And what we did there is, if all of a sudden you don't want to be found on WorkApp, we've made it so you can simply press a deactivate button, mm-hmm. and that just deactivates that one listing and pauses it so that it's not visible. And then when you want it visible again, you just press the reactivate button and you're straight back on.
Excellent. Go take a break. You don't need to worry about being inundated. And, right. You know, I've got enough work right now. But, you know, you a lot of what you've done is set it up demographically. You know, if yes. you are a tradesperson, or if you're a grocery store person or a little shop hairdresser, whatever, you're going to find that it will hit people within their area. Of course, I'm global. You know, yes, I'm Canada, you're Australia right now,
yes,
but you have the global arena as well. So if you are a business, because so many people today, especially coaches, will coach people through Zoom or Skype. And so you have that global platform, and then it just comes down to that kind of the category that they are. And then you can know, okay, it doesn't matter where this person is in the world, their services are obviously done online. So it's really handy, because again, that comes into a problem with a lot of platforms where it either just serves the people in that community, or it serves people that are global. And, oh, I really like this person. Oh my God, they're in Timbuktu.
Yes, that's right. Well, it's funny you mentioned that too, because in this next version release next month, version 3 of WorkApp, the What's Fresh Showcase, which is the free advertiser that we've been talking about, at the moment, it's local and global. Local being the whole of Canada for you.
Yes.
And global meaning Canada and the rest of the world. I'm actually going to break that down into 3 stages. After next month, it's going to be near me, then countrywide, then worldwide.
Ah, great.
So that way, all of the little plumbers and the little hairdressers, let's just say in the town that you live in, they're not going to want to be boosting right throughout Canada and right throughout the world.
Right.
So when they make their listing, they'll select to just be boosting near me, and we're going to make that 100-kilometer radius.
Right.
So 50 kilometers left and 50 kilometers right, smack bang in the middle. That's the demographic that you'll be boosting your listing out on if you choose to be boosting in that area. So you can choose unlimited listings, and you can choose various areas, but we want to make it so that it's all about where you do want to be contacted from, you know?
Yes. Yes. So that, again, if you're a stationary person, you know you're going to get your appealing to people within your demographic. And if it's countrywide, again, it doesn't matter if there is that distance. And of course, worldwide really opens up the doors altogether.
Yes.
You know, and of course, we've already talked, you know, there was a couple of little glitches, and because you obviously need user feedback, you know, easy to rectify. But it's also, as people use it, they'll go, how about adding, or how about this? And that's, of course, then will be phase 4, or adding as you
go.
Because you don't, and it is about feeding the needs. you know, of the people that you're supplying, and one doesn't always know what all of them are until you're actually getting out there and getting the feedback.
Absolutely, yeah. We intend to continue to develop it so that it works for everyone. You know, we're going through the real estate section now, and we've made it so that it really does cater for worldwide real estate agents and private sellers. We want to make it because, see, there's no algorithms that's blocking the listing from appearing on the worldwide stage. If you list your property for sale in Canada and make it a worldwide listing, I can find that really easily here, and I can inquire directly to you.
Right.
That's not just confined to your friend group like it is on social media, where you would have to do something astronomical to get it outside of that friend group, you know?
Yes. And that you're being directional as well, in the way that, you know, I'm interested in there, and there is where I can go to get with the information I need. And it's not kind of like having to go through so many loops and jumps in order to get there. You know, when we were originally talking, you were talking about the car industry. You know, and how they have to pay so much to be in these papers and things like that, and they're not liking you right now.
No, well, this is another thing. The automotive industry here in Australia, but I guess worldwide, is something that they're now paying such exorbitant fees. Go back 10 years or 15 years, people buying cars used to walk in and out of the car yards.
Yeah.
That's back in our day, right? Because I know I used to walk in and out of the car yards and look at the cars. Well, now they don't. They're all online, searching for the car they want. They find the car that they want online, they send off inquiries, and then they do the deal. Well, what's happened now with worldwide digital platforms for automotive is every inquiry that gets sent to the car dealer is attracting a hefty invoice just on the inquire button.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that becomes very costly for the automotive industry in general, and ultimately the consumer, because they're paying more money for that car simply because the automotive dealers had to pay an extra $500 just to get the inquiries for that one vehicle. So
and
we
if
wanted
they
to
have a few
that.
Of them, that really adds up. That eats into the profit, and now the cost of the car goes up.
Yes, well, here in Australia, the automotive dealerships here are paying anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000 a month for mainstream platforms.
Wow.
You know, and that's a lot of money for a small business to have to absorb. So whereas WorkApp, we've arranged it so they can list all of their stock items, they can promote their brand, drive traffic to their websites, and then all of the inquiries for individual stock go directly to them. They don't pay for the leads, they don't pay any fees, they don't pay any charges. It's just all free. And our hope is that in addition to that, they might decide to buy a WorkApp billboard over time.
Yeah.
Because they're getting such great value from WorkApp, they may decide, let's buy a WorkApp billboard in this particular area where we can capture, you know, more customers.
Right. It seems a no-brainer to me.
Yes.
You know, and never mind, you know, just, you know, the car industry, there's you're in Australia, and there's, of course, cool surfing, and of course you can go under events, an event coming up, and promote that event and let people know what's going on. So, you know, you've kind of broken things up into different sections as well. And of course, you know, you have deals of the month, and things like that you can draw people into. So
yes,
you really are kind of ticking all the boxes there right now. And the other thing too is that you can actually upload a video, a small one, that will promote your business. So if you want that personal touch, you can actually speak directly to your audience, your clientele.
Absolutely.
And and give it that personal touch as well, instead of just being a picture and information blog there. So it's really kind of reaching out to people the way they want to hear. You know, for my clientele here is people are listening to people's why. I have a directory where now people can go in and place all their business. Now working along with you with WorkApp, they'll also be there. So whether they're found through WorkApp or whether they go to WorkApp afterwards because they want to be a part of that platform, it's giving them another outlet that is not serving them anywhere else right now.
Absolutely, it is. It's an additional avenue for people that has no strings attached to it, you know, no fees or anything like that. And it really is based on helping the small businesses thrive and just people in general. Because if you're buying and selling online as well, you know, we've actually built a shopping cart with merchant facility and PayPal attached on WorkApp so that you can have a digital shop and there is zero fees, no fees to sell your goods. So, you know, we really do intend on helping people that have been dumped by the digital tidal wave. You know, I've got a strong vision of, let's just say, the single mum who's wanting to make ends meet, and she's able to, you know, let's make gift baskets in the backyard, and now she can upload them onto her workout digital shop and sell those gift baskets without having to pay any fees or having to, you know, pay to be able to make the business listing in the first place. And my hope is that now that person can generate extra money to put shoes on the kids for school.
Right.
You know, it's all about, you know, creating the opportunities that are there without the costs involved.
I work with a lot of people on the philanthropic side of things, and especially those that are investing in women and girls around the world. Mm-hmm. Because when you liberate a woman to having her own business, she doesn't have to marry for the money, or she can support her own family. You know, it is
absolutely
very, very liberating.
Yes.
How far afield are you right now? How far afield are you going? Because most certainly I see this being a wonderful platform to people that I've already interviewed as an advertising platform for those individuals.
Definitely. Well, we're in 205 countries, but we're only a speck in those countries. Mm. You know, Australia, obviously, our backyard is growing quite handsomely. India is growing quite well as well for us. And the US is starting to bubble away. And now, you know, through yourself and other opportunities that have come about, Canada has also started.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have a strong vision of every single internet user in the world on this thing in the next decade, Sarah. I really do think that.
Yeah.
We can have the whole of the world using WorkApp, especially because my intention is to keep it free for people and make it fair so that it's not who pays the most, it's who puts the most effort in is going to get the rewards from WorkApp, not who pays the most.
Right.
And
yeah.
And that's what we need. We need, you know, basically an opportunity for us to be able to thrive in this digital age. And it's different now to what it was 10 years ago. And so we need a way of helping the little guy to be able to thrive instead of just having to survive on a daily basis. And that's what WorkApp represents.
You know, as I said at the top of the hour that, you know, we have more people today as solopreneurs.
Yes.
You know, the amount of people I've interviewed that left corporate, you know, the six figures, but they were miserable. They were heart,
yeah,
soul, and spirit poor. And, you know, they're now doing what they really, really love. But a lot of the time, it's hard for them to concentrate on what they really love and what they're really here to do, because there's the business side of things. You know, how do I get seen? How do I get known? Part of my platform in telling their story and really, you know, supporting and celebrating the work they do is to do that. But when it comes down to that business, people finding that business and even being interested in what they're doing, they're also crippled by it because, now I've got to go and spend 2 hours on LinkedIn or on Facebook or on Twitter or on this and on that.
Yeah.
And I've got to like this business. And I know that, you know, sometimes, yes, it does work. I've got some wonderful people that have referred people to me because of my work. Fantastic. We came from Elaine Jacques, who I interviewed last week.
Yes.
And, you know, she introduced this. And I'm not discrediting those because there is a certain amount of participation and socializing that you need to do. They're part of that network business you need to do. But the
simple
platform of people finding you to even connect with you or understand what you're doing is what is missing, because everybody else has just got too messy.
Yeah, and the, you know, the other platforms are more worried about taking their fees than actually getting people together for prosperity. And that's what I sort of noticed. That was what drove me to actually do this. Once I was approached by my brother to say, let's build a platform that finds the closest active worker, while that was a great idea, it wasn't really that drove me personally. Spiritually, you know, I did see a lot of friends that were struggling to be able to cope with this whole digital phase that we were going into. And ironically, the first app I ever downloaded was mine. I had never downloaded an app prior to WorkApp. And still today, and you'll attest to this, I don't even send emails. My wife's on the computer the whole time.
Yep.
So she's always done that. And so these days, I've watched people make a relationship with their computer over the years. And I thought, you know what? I haven't got room in my life for another relationship. So I'm not making one with a computer. I'm just going to get other people to do that. But when it came to downloading an app, it was, you know, it was funny because we started developing WorkApp, and apps weren't really that huge only 5-6 years ago. They were becoming huge, but they weren't massive. You know, most people were just going onto the websites and that sort of thing. So I really had no reason to even use an app. But then when it became apparent that this was based on a need and let's build an app. Well, I waited. I specifically waited until we had our first iteration to download, and I downloaded it and went, right, I've just downloaded my first app, which is WorkApp. And it was an absolute thrill. But for me, it was really about trying to now help the community that was starting to become wayward from this whole digital thing.
Yes.
You know, not knowing what to do or how to go about it, or make a social media profile, like you say, where to spend the money. And I remember being with a friend and he said, look, I've got to spend $5,000 to optimize myself so I can get myself the work that I need. And I thought, wow, you got to spend $5,000. I just can't believe that, you know. Yeah. And that meant that he would probably have to work away as well. And so that really drove me to say, you know what, I reckon we could build a platform that's going to help you stay in your local community and work and not pay $5,000, in fact, not pay a cent, you know. And then once you've got the, you know, value from that, maybe you will pay something toward our banner model, which is work at billboards.
Yes.
And so this really is about creating prosperity for everyone in the digital age, work at.
I respect it in a very big way. It's something I really wish we see more of. I'm so tired of when you're trying to kind of meet people and have a relationship and it's always about money, you know, and it feels like, no, you've just put a dollar sign on me. Yeah, you know, my worth, it just feels tacky now because it's all about what can I get from you? What can I get from you? We know by looking at the world, that is what's wrong. You know, our true currency is each other. Yeah. Is our contribution to society, being of service to one another, building communities, whether it be local or global. And, you know, the benefits that we get out of that financially through that relationship and those interactions, hallelujah, not against money at all, but there's money first, you know, and you know, what can I get from you? And then, oh no, not enough. You know, I'll get, how many people are listening to these shows? I said, all those that are ready to listen, all those that need to hear. And, you know, I'm a library of shows here. I call it the Orchard of Wisdom Library. And it's, I'll have people come back to me and say, oh gosh, the show I did with you 5 years ago, I've just got business from that. Because when people are ready for the information, they'll find it. I've got, you know, a whole platform here. You can, whatever you're interested in, go in and do a bit of cruising and you'll find it. And that's the thing, is it's service that we're doing to people, you know, giving them a chance to actually get their word out there, because we need people who are stepping up with the solutions, with the right approach to change the way we interact, the way we do business, and the way we treat each other. And people say, well, what's that got to do with business? A hell of a lot.
Because
we consciously treat each other better.
Everything.
In respect, in that spirit of kindness and love and kind and caring, that is when we really do the best form of currency business possible.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. No, I totally agree with that, Sarah. You know, this digital space now, we're a growing population of people right around the planet, and opportunities are abound for us. And it's now being interconnected globally that's going to enhance those opportunities from a commercial aspect. And that's where I see WorkApp as being the baseline glue for people to commercially connect without having to pay the exorbitant costs attached to it, which is currently out there right now, you know?
Right.
And that was why we purposely also made sure that there was no news feed and that WorkApp was not a social media platform.
Right.
It is a commercial marketplace. That's what it is. It's going to become, over time, a global commercial marketplace where you go and do your business and buy and sell your goods and hire your staff and, you know, come up with your ideas and try it out by making a WorkApp listing and seeing if you can, you know, get yourself any sort of inquiry for that. It's about, you know, making your ends meet and thriving in the digital age.
Right. And the other beauty of it is that, you know, you find something you really like and you could email that to someone. Have you seen this company? I heard you were looking, right?
Yes.
And you can email that connection to people. And of course, it's very easy to invite people to join. It's a, you know, simple invitation. I'm on this platform. Right. Come and see it. Come and join it. It's free. Nobody can believe that, of course. What do you mean it's free? What's the alternative?
Yeah. Oh, look, people have given me such a hard time over the years of like, nothing's free, mate. How can you be free? That sort of thing. And it was actually, I was driving along one day on the highway and I saw a big billboard, you know, like the big billboard signs you see on the side of the road. And I just got to thinking and I thought, you know, I guess they charge for that billboard according to how much traffic is traveling along this road. It's a pretty simple formula. And then I just had the epiphany of, well, people using WorkApp are just our traffic in general. So if we was to put a WorkApp billboard in place as they're cruising along on WorkApp, then it's really identical to me driving along the road now and seeing this billboard. And as long as I don't put the billboard in the number one position to disadvantage the free user and the closest user, then it really did, in my mind, just mimic driving along the highway and seeing a billboard every handful of kilometres. And that was where the WorkApp billboard model came in. I approached my team on it and said, look, I've got the idea for the WorkApp billboards. This is how I think we can do it. And everyone went, yeah, well, that's really simple and a great idea. It makes sense. So we went with it.
Need you to come back. Your face to come back. There we go.
I'm back.
You're back. It's a brilliant idea because, you know, people also can really kind of be drawn into it. You know, billboards always attract attention and it is a way of kind of the larger voice on something. And, you know, a group of companies or events, or if, you know, even if you're under an association, maybe your coaches, maybe a massage therapist, maybe this or that, and you decide to get together, you know, to do a collaboration billboard. There's so many other avenues that you can do it on that. What you're doing is philanthropic, as far as I'm concerned. You're giving. You're giving before receiving. Do you actually have a platform for the philanthropic foundations that are wanting to draw traffic to themselves as well?
Absolutely. If they go into the community section on WorkApp and they can make a community listing as either as an organization or an individual. So, for example, if you are a volunteer, you could just go and make yourself a community listing in WorkApp as an individual. Mm-hmm. And then you can boost that listing to get yourself free advertising to show you're a volunteer. And you can also deactivate that listing if all of a sudden you can't volunteer for the next 3 weeks because you've got something that you have to do. So we've made that so that volunteers can actually use it to their advantage to be on when they want to be volunteering and off when they can't be volunteering. And that's once again brings up the closest active volunteer to the searcher as well, geolocation. But organisations like non-for-profit organisations can go and make a community organisation listing. They can boost it for free advertising. And within that listing, they can put a video saying, hey, we're looking for funding because we're doing this project. You know, they can put a blurb up. They can drive traffic to their .org website. So it really is a free advertising platform for non-for-profits as well as commercial businesses and everything in between.
Right. Yeah, I'm up there with the selfdiscoverycommunity.org, which is my organization. And, you know, we have a wonderful series right now called The Forgotten Children. And it's everything to do with kids, you know, from foster parenting to the abused kids to the sex trade to everything. And of course, I'm wanting to put a book together with all those people as well. So there I am really going to be promoting a great deal, looking for those sponsors that want to get behind something like that. And obviously the people coming to WorkApp, you know, they're coming directionally for something, right? Yes. So, you know, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that. So having a platform where if you are, you know, a foundation or any organization that's doing other things, if people are looking, I want to be a part of something or I want to sponsor something, it's easy for them to come in and very cleanly see. I use that word a lot, cleanly, because it's easy to come in and really see things without, again, it being lost in the shuffle. So it's a great place for platform. I've got many of them. I'm going to get them all signed up because I sponsor them with the stories and they need that attention. And that's one of the problems they have. They get lost. And so they need focus here.
Well, I appreciate your help, Sarah, and others that are supporting it too. And you're right in saying it is very philanthropic. From me personally, this has been quite a spiritual process for me because both my wife and myself, you know, it wasn't so much about building a legacy or anything like that, but it was really, for us, it was really about doing something that meant, you know, lots to us. And I couldn't think of a better way than to be able to help the world in the digital age be able to thrive with a platform that's not bullying people into having to pay.
Yes.
And that's where I see a lot of other platforms. They start out, but then it's not too long before you're all of a sudden now having to pay to get the same service that you used to get. And I just don't want that to ever happen on WorkApp. I want the free service to be front and center as the value proposition. The paid service with WorkApp billboards is the byproduct of you getting great results without having to pay. So then you go and buy an additional workout billboard. And that's always the second fiddle component for us and for me personally. And look, it's a numbers game. You put, 10 million people on WorkApp, I'm going to be selling a lot of WorkApp billboards, right?
Yes, exactly.
You put 100 million people on and we're going to be selling an astronomical amount of billboards. So it still has a very viable commercial side to it. But first and foremost, it is about helping the little guy to thrive.
Serving the people. I mean, yeah. We have got so opulent and this need for more. And then when we've got more, I'm miserable. And so I'm going to go and buy more. That the reason why that quote 1% are in power is because, they've just been gluttonous in taking everything, but we've been giving it away. And, now it's time for us to say no. The janitor is just as important as the CEO. If the place isn't clean, why would you want to come in and do business? And so it's so important that we start supporting and helping the everyday person. Because there's some extraordinariness. The stories that I've heard from people here, the things that people have triumphed over, the things that the people they have become because of their journey, the way they're giving back now is mind-blowing. Yeah. And it's so illuminating, and it is so inviting to us to believe that there is more within us. So having a platform that really can share those stories yourselves, and that person to get their story out there, I think is so important. And I really do commend you for doing this. And I think it's lot more of an approach that should be out there in the world. I've been free for a long time. Out of necessity, I've had to start charging certain people for business shows. I don't charge for philanthropy shows. But I want to get to a point where I don't need to worry about that. Just getting that word out there. And hopefully through your platform and drawing the right people and sponsors and everything else, I will. But I'm going to be working hard at it and bringing my team along.
You've got my support, definitely. And I'll be doing all I can to help your show, succeed and thrive. And I'm sure in turn, you're going to actually get great rewards from helping others like you do now with me and Elaine Jackson, others. It's all going to come back to you a thousandfold, Sara.
I do what I do, like you're doing what we do, is because there is such incredible information out there that's been lost. It's been lost, and it's only those that can afford the cream that are being noticed. That's right. And all the people that really have, that earthy stuff that helps us are being bypassed. And I want them to have a voice like you do. So as I look at this as a really being a good synergy. And I'll certainly be bringing my team along and all those. I'll just make it part of the sign up for a show. Just sign on up, It's free.
Music to my ears. Well, it's staying free as well. I can promise you that. It is staying free. And people have said, you'll start charging when you get enough on there. And, that's not my model. The model is not about all of a sudden creeping costs into this.
Yes.
Work at billboards will generate enough revenue with enough users, and it's really simple. And it's not going to be by disadvantaging the free users.
Yeah.
My watch.
I've got, I belong to another platform. They say, you're drawing so many people to you. You have so much to say. Now sign up for the premium. And if you're celebrating so much what I'm doing, why, clearly there's a reason I haven't paid for it. I understand. Yes, we do need money to run the business, but it's looking at how to bring in that money. And at first you need those people that truly can see the investment and willing, because this has cost you a lot of money to set up. And you found believers to be behind you because they weren't short-sighted. They weren't looking at what's my return. They were looking at what is the full length return on all avenues down the road.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And we need a lot more thinkers like that. A lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big picture thing. It was definitely a big picture thing. It was a big risk for, it was a dare to fail in order to succeed scenario. But that really excited me personally because, you've heard the saying, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Well, it hasn't been easy. It's in the early days, it failed numerous times, in demonstrations and that sort of thing. But every little failure got me one step closer to it working better. And here we are today now where it's working great and only getting better from this point on,
right. Well, as I said, I'd be certainly definitely promoting it. And, you know, on my show invite that goes out, it'll be sign up for this platform. It is free. And my business directory, it's going to be that. And most certainly getting out to those organizations that I support because of the work they're doing as another avenue for people to see what they're doing. We have so many wonderful people with the answers. All our global warming, all our economy, all our health issues. Answers out there. There are solutions out there. And we're not being able to hear them because they're being smothered, you know, by what I call the CNN effect, the pimple with the volcanic eruption. And, you know, if we give the smaller guy the voice, and God, we will find out everything that we need in life is right there when we choose to listen to everyone and not just the loud voices up at the top.
Correct.
So signing up, obviously I've got it right here on the posting, and it's going to be here on the YouTube, but for people that are only audio listening here, what's the process? What do they do?
Simply just go to workapp.world if you're on the web on a computer, or if you want to go to the web, the app store, it's Workapp Works For You. So it's on Android or iOS in the app store or the Google Play store. And if you type in Workapp Works For You, that'll bring up our Workapp where you can simply register. All no costs involved. And once you've registered, you can come and create as many listings as you would like. Right. Unlimited listings. So it's a very simple process.
Who gives you that too? Suggestions, folks, especially coming from somebody who is always interviewing people and looking at people's profiles, make sure you have some form of picture there. Because people identify with the graphics or they identify with a look, not just that's your name and nothing else. You know, put in the time to really give people the information they need. Why would they come to you if you're just a boo and nothing else? So don't waste this opportunity. Make sure you put in the graphic. Make sure you put in your details of what you're about. Make sure you put in the links that it's easy to find. And make sure that you keep refreshing so people can find you. It's a little bit of work in setting up. Once a day, you can go and refresh if that's what you want to do. And it's easy as that. But, you know, you're not willing to put in, you're not going to get the return. And you have given so much, you know, out of respect for what you do, they should respect it also with the platform that you've given. So.
Well said. Thank you, Sarah.
I thank you so much for doing this platform. You know, I'm delighted to see it. I'm delighted in what it represents. And it is, just before we got introduced, I was like, oh my God, there's got to be something out there. Because I can't afford linting and this and that and this and that. I haven't got six hours a day to put all in that to try and get a return. I don't want to pay somebody thousands of dollars for CEO. There's got to be something out there. And then bless all Elaine, she introduced us. So thank you, Elaine.
And thank you, Elaine.
And thank you so much for presenting something like this. That if you are in Canada or in America right now, yes, it's still in its early stages of growing, but we can help it grow by, you know, the more of us that get on there, the more that that platform is going to reach out and reach others. So
absolutely.
Early adopters, right?
Early adopters. And if we can get people support with this now, it's going to have a huge effect on, you know, the digital aspect of commercial, running and workings all around the world. People are going to just absolutely love this because it is built to help people thrive. It really is, you know, and that's from the heart, from my perspective. Yep. First and foremost, this is not about making money. It is about helping people. Making money will be a byproduct of helping people for me.
Well, I mean, as I said, I'm going to do everything I can to get them out there. I can't see why they wouldn't. And as I said, so many voices, you know, everybody is saying the same thing. I just don't know how to reach people. You know, even when they do a show with me, it's getting the other people from their platform to listen to it. And I know people who work far too many hours a day trying to just get noticed. And the more people we get on there, the more we promote that, the more it promotes us. So,
it'll become a self-fulfilling engine, basically. It's a people-powered engine.
Yeah.
The people are the ones powering the search results, activating, deactivating, boosting. We don't get in the middle of the process at all. It's everyone going direct to each other, and that becomes a people-powered engine over time. So
Excellent.
It's going to be exciting to watch.
Do you have a list of all your countries on your website so people can actually know where you're at?
No, not yet, but that's something that we will actually endeavor to do in the next short while so that we can let people know where our growth patterns are.
Right.
You know, we're really at the start of marketing work at.
Yes.
We've never really marketed it per se. We've been doing some social media, and that's been a fairly constant work in progress, and that's helped us lots. But now, after the version 3 go live next month, we're actually going to put a focus into marketing work at, because we're finalizing the development and beginning the marketing, whereas up until now it's just been development,
right,
and marketing's just been something that we've done by the way along the way, whereas now the development's basically all but done and almost completed. We're going to put, you know, a massive focus into marketing and getting the awareness out there of what WorkApp does for people. And I think you'll see it go viral in the next probably 3 to 6 months, Sarah. I think on the world stage, there's enough people that know about it now. All we need to do is get them to support it. And the next thing is it'll just be a people-powered engine. So,
right,
you know.
Well, I certainly will be doing my bit, and because it really
Thank
does
you.
Serve my people. My
yes.
peeps, you know, it gives them an avenue. It's what they've been looking for as well. So I will be blasting it out as well in all my medias, but also here, my newsletters and everything else, because yes, it's a thank you for doing it. We need it.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
And just thank you for putting your heart first, you know. It's a refreshing thing to see people putting that conviction and that heart first. And love to see a lot more people do it. So, you know.
Thank you, Sarah.
Keep sending that ripple effect out, okay?
Absolutely. I can't think of anything better than to, you know, to make big effect around the world that creates prosperity. It excites me, the thought of it, you know?
Yeah, yes. And, you know, never mind the prosperity. Just imagine the knowledge and the wisdom that's going to be shared.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Yay.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Rain. And to everyone else, please just come up and join. It's free. You're not going to lose anything. The amount that you're going to gain is amazing. And, you know, if this is the gift horse, don't look it in the mouth. You know, just embrace it and do it. And let's get behind it, because it's serving us as a humanity. So thank you so much, Shane. And to everyone else, until next time, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. To hear more of these wonderful shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com, just look up our podcast genre list. You will see many shows archives there ready for listening. Don't forget to share these wonderful shows. And if you wish to be a guest or a host, or you have an organization that needs to be highlighted, contact us at info@selfdiscoverymedia.com. Bye for now.